Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio, a service of the award-winning Close Up Television and Radio. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. Hope you are doing well. It is Monday, October 23rd, 2021, at the time of this broadcast, 2 p.m. Eastern here at our broadcast center, 11 a.m. Pacific, and very honored to welcome a brand new guest to the Close Up Radio experience in our show and series. We're highlighting gifted massage therapist Janae Brownlee. She's extraordinary. You know, at 32 years old, certified massage therapist Janae Brownlee has achieved so much. She obtained a bachelor's degree in kinesiology from California State University, Northridge, followed by a specialty certificate or certification from Southern California Health Institute. She also keeps pursuing education on therapeutic modalities and holistic healing. She is an in-demand practitioner at a multi-service wellness center and the owner of Healing is What I'm Giving. Janae was recognized by Who's Who as well. She likes to help people. That is what is born and bred in her. She doesn't like to see anybody in pain. Now, Janae works with clients in and around the Torrance and Los Angeles, California area, offering a wide variety of massage disciplines, such as a deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and massages for sports players or sports-related muscle problems. She also provides prenatal massage for pregnant women, as well as couples, too, and small to large groups, parties. She does the whole thing. And her style of massage will differ, you know, based on the different kinds of massage that are needed, depending on the client, their needs, their goals. And the professional techniques used also differ. So she has a whole, you know, toolkit filled with all kinds of different massage therapy services, because there are a variety of different kinds. It isn't just one size fits all. There's so many different kinds. And many clients do choose to have their massages in the comfort of their own home as well. And this is the ultimate in self-preservation, since they won't need to drive or schedule travel time and, you know, an already stressful life. Now, I personally have had massage therapy, and it is fantastic. I know a lot of us think about it just for the, you know, soothing value of it. But there's so many other things that are so deeply relaxing in so many different ways and beneficial for your mind, body, and spirit. Helps reduce that stressful experience of life. Janae is proud to inspire health promotion along the way, too, and relaxation and rejuvenation, and she looks forward to having an impact on even more lives as her business continues to grow. And her website has a terrific name to it. We'll mention it again during the show, but her website is healingiswhatimgiving.com. That's healingiswhatimgiving.com. What a cool name for a website, right? That's because she's a cool person. Janae Brownlee is here on Close Up Radio today for this 30-minute conversation. Janae, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you here on Close Up Radio today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
You're very welcome. Oh, I know, and we are as well. And I'm excited to learn more about you, too. You know, you have this wonderful business, and a lot of it is really helping people in such a deep way, because the business is actually called Healing. Healing is What I'm Giving. How did you decide on that name, and what first made you, what was some of the inspirations on your own life's journey, Janae, that pointed you into the direction of the massage therapy field?
It all started when I was at SOCHI, which is Southern California Health Institute. we had an exercise assignment to create a mock business name and strategy. I thought of what I was giving to my clients and what I ultimately wanted my service to stand for. That's how I came up with that name, Healing is What I'm Giving. I was initially drawn to physical therapy, but they offered a course that combined physical therapy and massage, which piqued my interest. The two are very similar in modalities, and I just thought it wouldn't hurt to expand my knowledge of other scopes of practice once I began the massage therapy course. I was more drawn to the massage therapy profession and began honing my skills to fit my new career path.
That's fantastic. That's wonderful. And, you know, it's a reflection of who you are, obviously. You provide various, as I mentioned in the introduction, various massage modalities such as Swedish and deep tissue. Let's define them a little bit for our audience, because some who have never had it before may think it's just all one and the same, but there are differences between a Swedish and a deep tissue. And how does it differ from even things like chiropractic work or physical therapy?
Well, like you mentioned earlier, like there are various massage modalities that I perform. So like I have Swedish, deep tissue. So with Swedish massage, it's like a light to medium pressure, which incorporates long, smooth strokes and palms of the hand. Like Swedish massage really helps relieve the surface stress, whereas deep tissue massage is a firm to deep pressure and is designed to target connective tissues and the innermost layers of muscles that may affect like your range of movement or posture. And it is greatly effective on knots and stiff muscles. And for other like physical therapy, chiropractic, physical therapy focuses on stretches and exercises to improve your mobility, and chiropractic corrects spinal misalignment. So those are the different forms of their job titles.
It's amazing, too, how it can really reduce stress, right? I mean, studies have proven that it is such a stress reducer in so many incredible beneficial ways, right?
Yeah.
And that's what's great, you know, the fact that it can do that in such a way that, you know, it has long-lasting effects. You know, we've learned also that in doing our research here at Close Up Television Radio, that your father was also, like you say, you know, we're talking about the influences, big influence on your life and goals, and that shout-out you want to give, and to some others today, too, who are important in your life. We know there's a lot of people who are listening to our broadcast today, a lot of people you know, clients, family, friends, and we say hello to all of them. You want to give some shout-outs today, too, right?
Yes, absolutely. To, first of all, say thank you to all my clients, friends, family, and my dad, James Brownlee, who supports, believed in my dreams and made Healing is What I'm Giving what it is today. I thank you all of your support, and I'm so grateful and pleased, and I thank God for even opening more doors and giving me all the opportunity and blessing me with this gift of healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank everybody, and I just humble and grateful and pray that people will continue to get more massages and get healed, because massage is not just a luxury, it's a necessity, and everybody needs it. And I am more than happy to make a difference in someone's life within 30, 60, or 90 minutes just to help them feel their best every day. So I thank all my clients, family, friends, and I want to honor this moment in my daddy, James Carl Brownlee, for helping me make this dream come true.
It's a beautiful thing, absolutely. There's always those around us who lift us and guide us and support us. And, you know, massage therapy helps in that process as well. It can really help the body to heal itself. And sometimes the healing that we get isn't just a physical, but it could be a spiritual, you know, mental healing, because the mind, body, and spirit are all intertwined and play off each other. Tell us a little bit, Jorné, about some of the ways that massage therapy actually helps the body to heal itself. What are some other ways, too, that massage therapy benefits physical and mental health and is really part of this total holistic care experience, which I know is very big to you?
Yes. In ways massage therapy benefits physical, emotional, and mentally, the body is pretty much like the mind needs time to rest. They often think when one is stressed, the other will feel its effect. With massage therapy, you can step away for an hour and focus on yourself. And me, I like to create a peaceful, meditative environment for the client to come ready to be healed. It is therapy for your body that will release tension, tightness, stress, increase circulation, and help with your sleeping cycle as well. Emotionally and mentally, massage helps reduce stress, anxiety, depression, and migraines. And many times clients will come in stressed or filled with anxiety, body muscle tightening, and after an hour of a massage and peace, they leave feeling recharged, pain-free, stress-free, calm, renewed, and ready to start or end their day. So I always like to create that environment and be a part of their journey while they're getting that experience.
Mm-hmm. Right. Being a part of the journey is so important, really.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little about, you know, what it works, how it actually works for those who have never had it before. Is there a minimum number of sessions you recommend? And, you know, I would imagine, of course, there's different rates and things like that based on what the packages are and the offerings are. But would somebody come for just one? I mean, I know that most people come more than once. They just want to, they love it so much. It becomes a regular part of their overall health and wellness regimen.
Mhm. So, like, I always like to recommend clients to come in 2 or 3 times a week to help aid in, you know, just to come regularly so they can have, like, healthy tissue repair and reduce pain felt from, like, whether you work out or work-related stress is always good. So I always recommend clients to get their massage every 2 to 3 weeks or once a month. So.
And, yeah, and what's some of the feedback you get from people who have had the massage therapy sessions through you? I imagine they must really, sometimes they even open up and share things with you that they don't even share with their closest family and friends.
feedback that I normally hear is, wow, that was amazing. Like, how did you do that? Like, I feel great. Like, I'm so relaxed. I can go home and go to sleep, or I don't have to drive anywhere. I could just get off the table and go lay in my bed or sit on my couch, turn the TV on. Like, I'm not in pain anymore. I feel energy, so happy. Like, I feel really good. Like, I'm ready for the day start, or ready to have a good night rest. Like, I want to come back for more. Like, most clients want it every week if they could.
That's fantastic.
But those are, like, some of the the feedbacks that I get, and then would recommend their friends or families to come book a massage, all from that experience alone. Like, they want to share that experience with other people.
Mm. That's fantastic, isn't it? When you have an opportunity to, you know, allow people to be able to express that in such a deep and important way, it can be extraordinary, right?
Yeah. And that's, like, the best, really, because it makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I did my job and I made a difference. I accomplished something.
Yes.
In that
right.
session. So I feel real good about it.
Right, exactly. And that's what's wonderful. I mean, these experiences that you've had an opportunity to witness, it's extraordinary. Let's talk a little bit more about the fact that you have the name. I love the name Healing is What I'm Giving. Because it's really about building relationships too, right? I know one will reap the benefits of massage if it becomes a regular part of their life. And your goal is to work with your clients so they can take better care of their own health long term, right? You know what's important too is sharing knowledge. And that's something that I know is near and dear to you too. Communication is key, so you like to know what your clients are feeling and experiencing and what they're looking to gain, so that way there you can customize what you do and you can further explain the various treatment and what they can expect to gain from it too, right? It's working together with the client and you and the client.
Yeah. It's like I will always want the client to let me know what they want in their massage session. And sometimes within that massage session, it's like a therapy session for them where they feel comfortable enough to tell me about their personal life and how their day is going, and it's like a stress relief for them. They're heard. And that's also an important part of it as well. That also makes them feel good as well.
And
that they're being heard and that they're
heard, appreciated. Yep. Absolutely. You know what's also important about all this too is trust. If somebody's going to have a massage, you know, therapy session, and they've never done it before, you treat your clients, and I think it's important that they know, with great respect and honor, and there's a trust that is built between you and them, them and you. And because of this trust, it becomes incredible, the results from the actual sessions, right? I know trust is very important for you between you and the client and you, and that's big, right?
Yes. It's very important.
Also,
it'll allow me
to Yeah.
Saying like it will allow me to, you know, do my work and make sure I meet their needs and what they're requiring out of the massage session.
What's some of the feedback that you get from some of the clients, too? I imagine it must be fantastic.
And the feedback will be you have great touch. Like, I like your technique. Like how you use hot towels to warm up my muscles. I like that your massage feels like you really care about the client and not just, as most people say, rubbing lotion. Like you actually care, you're passionate in your work. Those are feedbacks I get.
That's really important for people to realize that, you know. Some of the other work that you do is incredible. As I mentioned, you also do prenatal massage. Tell us about that. I mean, that obviously focuses on the special needs of the mother-to-be as her body goes through these dramatic changes of pregnancy.
Yes. So with the prenatal massage is a sideline position. So the woman is laying on her side, and I make sure that the client is comfortable and not in pain. And I just perform the pressure as she desires because they are pregnant, and I also have to be cautious and aware of any points so they won't go into labor so early. But they love it. They even get hot towel treatments, and they do not complain. They say the same thing, like, oh, I love the pressure. I love the touch. Like, she's welcoming. It's warm. It's comfortable. I don't feel stressed. I'm not in pain. Like, my body is so relaxed.
Nothing else. You know, with all the stress in the world, having that relaxation is essential. You know, another type of massage that you do that's really fascinating is sports massage, involving the manipulation of the soft tissue to benefit a person engaged in regular physical activity. And it can actually assist in correcting problems and imbalances in the soft tissue that are kind of caused from the repetitive and strenuous physical activity and trauma that oftentimes happens to athletes or to those who are just playing casual sports, right?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that. It looks like her call dropped. I thought there was a slightly extended bit of silence.
Hi. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now. If you please leave your name and your number.
Oops. We will try back and see if we can get a hold of our very special guest, massage therapist, Jonae Brownlee. Her website, too, if you – this is – just for everybody listening, this is the very first time she's ever done a radio interview of any kind on the air, on radio, television, or anywhere. I think she's doing a great job, but it is the very first time that she is doing this, so it's all new to her, but I think she's doing a good job. We're dialing out. Our studio is dialing
out. Hi. Sorry I can't come to the – now, please leave your name and your number, and I promise
hopefully
I'll get back with you.
She's probably scrambling. Jonae, if you are listening, give us a call at our studio number, 347-996-3389. And hopefully we'll get a hold of you, and we'll be able to – I don't know if you're on a cell phone maybe, and maybe your cell phone cut out. But got about 4 minutes
Hi.
Left.
Sorry I can't come to the phone right now. If you please leave.
She might be in a cell phone dead zone area or something along those lines. Her website, gang, is healingiswhatimgiving.com. www.healingiswhatimgiving.com. And let's see if we can reach out again. We've got just a couple minutes left, I think. She was able to
hear the majority. Hi, sorry I can't come to the phone right now. If you please leave your name.
Yeah, I think something happened on her end and she got cut off. But I want to just tell you a few other things, her incredible work. She's been doing this for quite some time now, and she started, you know, really by achieving this through her bachelor's degree in kinesiology from California State University, Northridge, followed by that specialty certification I mentioned from Southern California Health Institute. And she's always pursuing her education further on therapeutic modalities and holistic healing. She isn't an in-demand practitioner, or maybe that's what happened. Maybe she had another client that called her away since she's in demand. She's at a multi-service wellness center and the owner of her own expanding massage business, Healing is What I'm Giving. As I mentioned, she's been recognized in the industry. She never stops striving for excellence, and that includes efforts to make massage less of a luxury and more available to everyone. She really loves helping people, and it's really important to her. She also believes self-care is so important. You know, we can't all be superheroes, but people do need to stop overdoing and take care of themselves, and she's a big believer in that. She says you can't do for others if you don't take care of you, and that's what I think is the name of the game. You know, many of her clients, she says about 90% choose to have their therapeutic massage sessions, which start at half an hour and then can go longer. You know, you can have an hour, 90 minutes. They do it, as I mentioned, in the comfort of their homes. They prefer that, it seems. This is the and people are working into their homes now more than ever, too, so it makes it convenient. She says it's the ultimate in self-preservation since they won't need to drive or schedule travel time and add that into an already stressful experience. Let's see. We'll try to reach her. We got about 2 minutes left, so I can wrap up the show. But let's see if we have for a quick goodbye.
Jonae, hello.
Welcome
yes.
back.
yes.
Well,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. We've got about a minute left, and I've been mentioning the website and all the other things that you do. And I said she's so in demand, she must have got called away by a client.
I see.
That's how in demand
That's
she
what
is.
That's
we've got
what
about
they were listening.
That's it. We've got about a minute left. Anything you'd like to say to anybody listening to us here live on Close Up Radio, or if they watch this or they listen to this later on, because you know you can hear this show later too. It'll be in our archives. Anything you want to say to anybody who's on the fence about getting massage therapy, who hasn't had it yet, and they're thinking about it, they just haven't put that one step, you know, foot in front of the other. What would you say to convince them and welcome them into the world of massage therapy?
I would say just try it. You never know until you try. Like, don't hurt. It's like if your comfort is just want to start with massaging your hands, I just start with your hands. You want to start with just the head scalp, I just start with the head scalp. You want to start with the feet, start with the feet. Like, starting small is always a great start. Don't have to be big, but as long as you get that experience, that is what matters.
That's right.
Everybody needs it.
That's right. Healing is what I'mgiving.com is the website. Thanks for joining us, Jonae. This half hour went by fast. It was a pleasure having you on the show, and I hope we get a chance to chat some more down the line. That'd be a pleasure.
Yes, thank you for having me, Jim.
You are very, very welcome. And again, considering this was the very first on-air live interview or anything like this, you did a great job. A great job. And I
thank you.
And now you probably need a massage yourself.
Yes.
Hopefully that'll happen.
I do.
You do.
Yes.
You did a great job. Thanks so much for joining us here on Close Up Radio today. Really, you're doing beautiful work. Keep up the good work. This entire episode was recorded in its entirety, so people can also listen to it later as well, and you can share it with everybody. You have a wonderful rest of your day, Jonay, and thanks for being our guest on the show, and hope we chat some more down the line. That would be a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed yourself as I did as well.
Yes, I did. Thank you so much. It's been
You're
a pleasure.
You're very welcome.
And God bless you.
You as well, Jonay. You as well. Thanks for being with us. HealingIsWhatI'mGiving.com is the website. We thank Jonay Brownlee, certified massage therapist, and I am your host, Jim Masters. Thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, stay tuned. We'll be back momentarily with another incredible guest as well here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.